Sacred Heart Church is renovating, and they received a big crate, kind of looks like a coffin, but with a statue of Our Lady of Grace in it. And Father Glad and I were taking it out, and as I turned my back to it and was fixing the statue of Our Lady of Grace, unbeknownst to me, Father Glad slipped into the crate, put his hands like this and closed his eyes, and startled me when I turned around. So I took a picture, but I can't let it out to anybody. Under pain of mortal sin, Father Glad says. Of course, I had to get in after him as well. What makes the saints so remarkable is that they are brilliant reflections of the extraordinary generosity of our God. Don't we have a generous God? Have you experienced the generosity of God in your life? I certainly have. And what a blessing it is to receive it. But the saints show that generosity in concrete form in our lives. St. Teresa of Calcutta is a prime example of that. When she would go visit her convents around the world, on the last day she would get up extra early, usually around 4 a.m., and she would go and clean the bathrooms, clean the toilets for the sisters. And that was her way of showing that leadership of service and of humility. Another story of Mother Teresa. They have a men's order connected to their religious order, and they had a home for the homeless, and Father Sebastian Vahakala was running it, and the ambulance brought in a man, and Father Sebastian recognized him right away, one of the frequent flyers. And he told Mother Teresa, who was there, he said, "Mother Teresa, don't accept him again. He's been here so many times. He's going to get a little bit better, and then he's going to leave. And he's just taking advantage of our generosity." And Mother Teresa said to him, she said, "Brother Sebastian, does this man need your help now or not? It does not matter that he was here yesterday or not, or that he is going to come back again tomorrow. We do not have yesterday anymore, nor do we have tomorrow yet. All that we have today is today, and to love God and to serve the poor." And so they took him in one more time to show the loving generosity of our God. And so this kind of generosity doesn't follow our human logic. And that goes along with the parable today where God pays the same wage to those who only worked 1 hour to those who worked the whole day. Same pay. And God was trying to speak here to the Jewish people who had had the divine revelation from Abraham on, compared to the Gentiles who are now coming into this divine revelation at the last hour and are getting the same pay, heavenly glory. And so Jesus is trying to show his fellow people the generosity of God, and that we should try to be as generous as well. So we heard in the first reading from Isaiah how our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not God's thoughts. And just the way that we run our businesses, we probably couldn't make it financially if we did it this way, right? But in the way that we treat one another, we can be that generous, can't we? We can love one another. St. Thomas Aquinas tried to make sense of this, and he said that the objective gift that we all receive is heavenly glory for those who follow the Lord faithfully in life. So we do get the same heaven. But he said the subjective experience of that heavenly glory does depend on each person. So if we have opened our hearts this much, that's how much we can receive in return. But if we've only opened up our hearts this much, that's as much as we can receive in return. So it's like our cup is overflowing, but some people's cups are bigger. But everybody's happy because their cup is overflowing. They really wouldn't know any difference because there is that total joy. But we do want to respond more and more to this grace of Almighty God. St. Peter is in the passage just right before this gospel today. We've been hearing from St. Peter over the last weeks, right? We had St. Peter the rock, and then we had St. Peter the stumbling block, and then we had St. Peter taking stock right? Like, how many times do I have to forgive, Lord? Seven times? He probably thought he was being generous with seven, right? And the Lord blew his mind and said, no, 77 times, which means unlimited amounts of forgiveness. We cannot stop. It has to keep on going. And so we hear about St. Peter in the passage right before this one. It's the one about the rich man who goes away sad because Jesus called him to a deeper life and commitment to give away his possessions and follow him in basically a religious life like our sisters. And he went away sad. And St. Peter turned to Jesus and he said, hey, we have given up everything. What are we going to get out of it? So he's still taking stock, right? He's still trying to find out what's in it for me. And Jesus said, don't worry. You're going to get a whole lot more in return, just like these sisters have received so much more in return in the life of the convent and in the people that they serve and how they are invited into their homes and so forth. We experience that as priests as well. It is an incredible blessing. You can't outgive the Lord. His generosity is overflowing. And so we want to follow that way of the Lord. But often we want to compare ourselves to one another, right? Kind of like those people in the gospel, like, hey, we worked all day, so we're going to get more money, right? And don't we often compare ourselves to each other? Hey, why did he get this and I got that? Why did she get to do that and I didn't get to do this? We often compare ourselves to one another. Do y'all do that in the convent, sisters? No, huh? Y'all are perfect, right? No, even in religious life, even in the priesthood, we are sinners as well. We have those same human foibles that we have to work against as well. Not to compare, but to be thankful for the gifts that others have. And because when we're in the kingdom, then we should be enjoying it. But if we're comparing ourselves to one another, we're not enjoying the kingdom. We're wasting God's time, right? We're wasting our own time. We need to be open-hearted, loving and caring for one another in every way. And so God is generous. Let us not be jealous. Let us not be envious. Let us be generous like our God. I just came back from the Louisiana Priest Convention. The sisters' mother house is right there in New Orleans, and that's where we had our convention at a hotel in the French Quarter. 432 priests gathered in one spot. It's almost like you have all these sisters right here. So many sisters. Usually we just see Sister Rita and Sister Lucille, but now we have the blessing of some 15, 20 or so sisters here. It's great to have, you know, big numbers every once in a while. It's also for us priests to realize that there are many throughout the state of Louisiana. And we were given a call to be generous in all of the talks that were given. Cardinal Dolan came from New York and spoke to us on the first night on the shepherd as priest. Shepherd as prophet was the second talks. The shepherd as king, two other bishops gave those talks. But each one of them called us to a pastoral generosity of service and of love, and to be a good example to God's people. St. Paul today in the second reading talked about his fruitful labor in the kingdom of God. He said, I'd rather be in heaven enjoying that glory, but I know God wants me to be here now. And so let my labor be fruitful. Let it bear fruit in the kingdom of God. We just passed yesterday the feast of St. Padre Pio, right? And he was a great example of a shepherd who was so loving and caring and the sick and the poor and the needy, and had the great phrase that he told everybody, pray, hope, and don't worry. You know, if we could follow that every day, pray, hope, and don't worry, we'd be rid of a lot of the problems that we do experience, or we'd be able to go through them with the grace and the power of God. So we had a great time together in New Orleans. The only bad thing was the music on the street kept me up till about 1 a.m. every morning down in the French Quarter. But here we come to the Holy Mass of Jesus our Lord. This is the example of generosity. This is why we come here every Sunday, to give thanks to Jesus who died on the cross for us sinners. That is ultimate generosity. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to become man, but he did it out of love for us, for you and for me. And that's what we celebrate every Sunday, his death, his resurrection, right here on this altar, which is the cross. and the grace of the generosity of God flows from that experience and hopefully overflows through us to everybody that we meet throughout the week. Amen.